Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This is from Leslie for Todd. Got my shot Wednesday at 11 a.m. I text my mom 24 hours later that I felt good, a little tired, but nothing much. By 2 p.m. yesterday, the chills and headache, but a little tired. This morning, all good. I'm a 37-year-old woman, and yes, I am a pussy.
That stuck in the tape.
Had to read it in first person.
So she didn't get hit till 24
but
hours
she's
later.
She's got excuse. She's a woman. You know the man. How you feeling right now?
All right.
How you feeling now?
Okay. I'll be okay.
Okay, good. You know why? It means it's working.
Oh, yeah, I reacted enough to say, oh, well, that's about as robust as I need my immune system to respond. Because I'm afraid if I didn't respond at all, that means my immune system is not robust.
That's not what Dr. Mina said, though.
No. She straightened it out for me.
Yeah, she said you're a man if nothing happens, and you're slightly not if something does.
I don't think she said that.
I think I said that. And I think she agreed with it, though.
Yeah,
Nick was a man.
I think if you read between the lines, Nick was a man.
Thank you.
By your definition.
Nick was a man. I was a man. Kurt down the hallway was a man.
Doc Mina was a pussy by your definition.
Yeah, well, she's a woman. Puss gets his today. We'll find out whether he is.
I'll be fine.
I know you will be. Craig?
We only took one story out of your stack yesterday, Craig.
Yeah. No, I meant Craig gets his shot tomorrow, right?
Yes.
We'll find out if you're a pussy.
Yeah.
But Craig's...
Well, not publicly.
You beat cancer twice. Nothing would bother you, man.
Yeah, you'd like to think that.
He went through withdrawal and didn't even know it.
I know.
Eh, nothing phases him.
Yeah.
Well, it did. I just didn't know what.
Right. Trying to talk you up here, man. Help me out.
Withdrawal from opioids. Yeah. Somebody should have told me.
I feel a little off.
The average American woman pops a total of 65 pimples annually. That is 4,153 zits in the average U.S. woman's adult lifetime.
How many of them are hers?
Right.
No, there are other people's usually.
Other people's zits.
Yeah.
OPZ.
Yeah, women. A lot of women. Not all of them, but it's weird. They like that. Yeah.
You done with OPZ?
You done with OPZ?
I did not think I was going to get a Naughty by Nature reference out of you today, Todd.
Are you down with old pimples?
OPZ. There's a whole show other about people, that.
I know, it's just disgusting.
Does Dr. Pimple Popper still exist?
It's on, I think it's on a line.
TLC.
Yeah.
It's on TLC.
Oh, it's actually on there? Okay. Yeah, I can't watch that. Because usually it's not just a small pit. They don't just show little blackheads. They pimple you. They pop like 4-foot pimples.
Yeah.
Yeah, like big boils.
They pop like a third shoulder. Right, they're like, all right, let's just get rid of this.
There you go. Pop that one for you. Third shoulder. That chick's not bad looking either, isn't she?
No.
Am I thinking the same girl? Yeah. She's a freak.
There's a lot of women who like that.
I know, there are. Yeah.
Do they ever do the, I'm a zit? And then
pop me.
Pop their cheeks.
Guess where they have now.
Oh. The Animal House bit?
Yeah. That's genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
I heard it.
Anything Belushi did was genius.
It is genius.
Especially that.
Yeah.
It is genius.
Still stands up to this day.
Yeah. What time's your shot tomorrow, Craig?
1.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be okay by Monday.
He will be.
I'm going to have to break to this kid that we're done.
Yeah, well, that's right.
He can have his space back.
Do we have to put him in the inventory?
Probably.
You should.
Yeah.
Bottles of rum, bottle of whiskey.
One orphan.
One, I don't know how old the kid now is, 12 maybe?
I don't know. Nick?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've missed a lot of birthday stuff.
He's sitting over there. He's 18.
He's disgruntled at this point. Yeah, he should be.
I think we're raising a mass shooter here.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Instagram is offering an apology for what it calls an unintentional promotion of diet content to users with eating disorders.
Oh, it found out people that were...
Not cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get hold of... saying, oh, sorry about that.
They get hold of people that are bulimic and saying, hey, puking's cool.
No, they those people, they would suggest, they would give them fasting and appetite suppressant ads.
To people with eating disorders.
Yes.
Oops.
They're apologizing for that.
Fast and Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance, another book by Ian K. Smith. We're talking to him tomorrow, Dr. Ian.
Or Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Whichever.
And I'll talk to him about why he never played our piece, and I don't even care.
I don't either.
I'm kind of glad he didn't. I'm glad. I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah. Let's not have him bring it up.
I think he will. He's a smart, nice guy.
And then throw a major guilt trip on him.
No. He did what he had to do. No.
You could do his interview and not air his.
Yeah. That'll get him.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, we'll just have Craig do more stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of that.
Everybody loves that.
No, I like talking to Dr. Ian. I think he's a very cool dude.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we didn't broadcast that.
It's like doing Mercurio's podcast.
That's right. For 40-some minutes.
Story we did yesterday, Craig, was hobbies people picked up during the pandemic. Did you pick up any hobbies?
No.
Didn't start gardening?
No. I wanted to.
Yeah, Nick and I are thinking of doing model cars, but then we realized that's stupid, too.
Yeah.
You two just end up sniffing the glue.
I like to pick on...
there's a perk.
I know I pick on hobbies, but the bottom line is I wish I had that gene in me.
That you were interested in something?
Yeah. Besides, I mean, because I have a fun job, so that takes care of the fun part when I leave the house. I don't really have a hobby, and I...
No, your hobby is, to me, you're a general studies guy.
I like that.
You don't have a major.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but we all know... Actually, I don't... Most of my best friends don't really have hobbies either, but you know the hobby guy, he seems to... It does take some up of his time, and he seems to be interested in it, and he enjoys it. I just never... I don't think I know you guys. None of us have that.
I really think woodworking is where it's at for you.
That's what I mean.
Get all that stuff out in the garage. Go get a lathe and start making your own baseball bats.
Yeah, well,
See, that requires artistic talent, of which I have none.
Well, not a lathe. It doesn't.
Sure, it does.
Well, you can make a lathe. You can make a bad looking bat. You know.
Yeah. You could put a record collection together.
Were you interested in the meditation?
No,
because I got any number of emails yesterday.
I forgot to mention too. I got bored reading about it, and I'm not yelling at them. I wish I could meditate, but
there's a Netflix series out there.
I'd much rather listen to a good tune and with a drink than sit there and try to think mellow thoughts.
You know what your meditation is every day is a nap.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Take a little nap. That's good enough.
Yeah, it is.
But the Netflix series I looked at, it's called Headspace.
Yeah, I got the email on that, too, and I just didn't read it.
It's eight 20-minute episodes, and it's a good meditation 101 if you want to get into that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you wouldn't be in any pain then if you actually did that. You know?
No, I do it.
No, the COVID, I mean. The COVID shot.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Okay.
I don't think there's any correlation
except for that
whatsoever.
Man part.
Right.
Except for that man part. Yeah, Nick's a man.
I'll admit, in college, I took a relaxation techniques class, and that was one of the things we talked about. And all the stuff that we talked about in that class, that was the one I just couldn't get into.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Sitting with the legs crossed, going hum.
It just was. I really just took the class because they put mats in the back and let us take naps every day.
Like kindergarten.
Literally.
No, so if you got a hobby, cool for you. Still make fun of it.
Could drinking be considered a hobby?
Yes.
Isn't that more of an addiction?
Yeah.
Well, now it depends on what you're doing.
Well, if you're a connoisseur.
It's my hobby.
Yeah, if you're making it, if you're crafting it, whether it's a spirit or a beer or whatnot, perhaps that's a hobby. Or if you're learning more about it, if you're tasting all the different ones.
Speaking of beer, I'm going to go pick ours up.
All right.
Perfect.
We talked to any number of guys a while ago that had those barrels. They were aging whiskey and whatnot, other spirits, in little barrels.
But I think Craig can yell at people for this, too, and he should be. If you have a hobby, you got too much time in the day.
Well.
If you're retired, get a hobby. That might help.
That's fine.
All right.
But if you're not, you should be looking for stories for Craig's stack.
You should.
That should be your hobby. All right.
You should. And I would think that everybody in this room would be on that bandwagon.
Right.
Yes, give Craig more stories.
Right. And would it kill you to write it for him, too?
Yes, it would.
And write it like Craig would talk.
Yeah.
I would do that more often, but I can't write you.
Apparently, I can't either.
Oh, I think you do a fine job.
Whatever. National Football League announcing its first ever U.S. sportsbook partnerships. The tri-exclusive agreement includes Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel to be official sports betting partners of the league. Each of the three partners get to integrate their relevant sports betting content into NFL properties like the league's website and mobile app.
Now, baseball's doing this too, right? Isn't there a book at Wrigley Field?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Mr. Ricketts.
But Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame because of gambling.
It's crazy. On his own team. To win only.
Yeah, he wasn't throwing games.
No, we don't. It's just lame. It's a lame argument anymore. It's, you know. Especially now that baseball is going to have books in their stadiums, you know.
But he couldn't even walk into a stadium. Isn't he completely banned from the game?
No, from being on. No, he can go into a stadium.
Oh, okay.
He can watch a game. And actually, MLB doesn't. Can't recognize them, but individual people can, yeah. Booze. Here's part of our hobby showing up. Nebraska Brewing Company dropped off some beer and some canned cocktails. Thank you, Nebraska Brewing Company. That will continue our hobby through the weekend.
What's your hobby? Drinking?
Yeah. And model cars.
Right. Look, it's the Batmobile. It's the same thing. It's just smaller, and I put it together with glue.
It's cool,
I was combining my hobbies at the time.
Yeah. I made some of those when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too. But that was the key. I was a kid.
Yeah, I did a few of those too, but I really lost interest in the backswing.
Yeah, I did too.
I did a couple, but who cares?
I knew some guys that were really into that.
Yeah,
I remember attempting them. But never finishing.
Buying
them.
The model car ones.
The
yeah.
model cars, yep. yeah.
Yeah. They were big when I was that age. Huge.
I finished them. That made me realize how much, I didn't have friends I hung out with. That took forever.
to do those things right?
To cut the pieces off and to paint them to glue them. And
yeah.
I'm like, man, what was I? I was just hanging out by myself all the time.
Sniffing glue.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of mine went by the wayside after, hey, you want to go outside? Yeah, let's do that. I'm tired of this already.
Yeah, I finished multiple cars.
Yeah.
All right. I remember doing puzzles just at that age, just having so much time to do nothing.
Yeah,
so bored.
I think a buddy of mine dabbled in the model airplanes
for a minute. That's flying ones. These just model cars, you just sit around, you know, those kind.
But these were the kind that you had to put on a string.
I knew guys did that.
Yeah. You flew them around that way.
Shut up. We used to play softball near a place where these grown men would do that. And the whole game you're playing softball. And when one of them would wreck, everybody on the softball field would cheer. Because inevitably they would just crash one of those things once in a while. But you're right. It was they'd stand in a circle with a chain. You're right, Todd. It was a chain. A rope. And when they collided in the parking lot, we'd all cheer.
Yeah, they would just sit and spin around circle.
And all of a sudden, then the guys would get pissed because we're laughing at them.
Nerds!
Basically. Yeah, unfortunately. Of course, everybody, the softball field was just a bunch of drunken dudes playing softball, so ain't like we were studs either.
Well, you were there, so obviously it was cool.
Exactly. Thank you, Puss.
And I learned from Shameless. We were sniffing glue all wrong.
You got to put it.
Yeah. I never sniffed. I had buddies that sniffed it. I never.
You got to put it in a Ziploc.
Yeah, baggie. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
from there.
Yeah, I knew that.
Not right from the source.
No. Yeah, it's in a baggie. Yeah, I knew.
There
that.
Go a couple billion brain cells.
Yeah, I knew. I had a couple friends of mine do that for a couple weeks. I said, "You guys are stupid."
They were sniffing glue for a couple weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Want to come over and sniff some glue?
And then they quit.
They quit because they realized it was dangerous.
I don't think it was 2 weeks straight.
No, no.
Not in a row.
No.
But that's not as obvious as huffing paint because you don't end up with a, you know, the bag sized print on your face. Right.
There's a good hobby. Huff some paint this weekend. Mm-hmm. Start into that.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Here's another one. Tyler on the email writes, Tyler in Wichita, if you're interested in a companion program for Dr. Pimple Popper, check out the Toe Bro on YouTube. All he does is feet. Digs out ingrown toenails, removes diseased nails.
Can he fix Luke's?
Straightened out curled toes.
Oh, God.
By cutting the tendons, riveting, stomach-knotting stuff.
Oh, no way. God, that's a companion piece? Are they back-to-back every week?
No, the second guy, he's just on the interwebs.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
Just, that's just
if you're into the pimple popper, you might like that guy.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's just on YouTube.
And I would guess even he would take a look at that weird-ass talon Luke's got and go, I got nothing here. You're on your own.
Yeah, just mow better. Keep the rest of your toes.
Mow better.
Yeah, I'm thinking a global pandemic doesn't cause any of us to get a hobby. Nothing will.
No.
Nothing will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have any more time. Nor did you.
No.
Nobody in this room had any more time.
That's a good point.
We had the same amount of time.
That's true. That is true.
Which is to say too many hours in every day.
No, we had
for three of you. Yeah,
I was thinking about that. I should have like taken some time off from the other job and stuff at the beginning of this. Be like, you know what? I'm just going to do the global pandemic. Maybe take a couple days just to sit at home.
Yeah. Not too late for that.
It is. Sad.
They weren't offering you paid sabbaticals or anything?
No. Like a mental health day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have any more downtime than we usually have.
No, we didn't. No.
Hey, there wasn't the going out and whatnot.
That was it. That was it.
That was about it.
Yeah.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Netflix seems to be the top choice among Americans for original programming, according to a new survey from Morgan Stanley. The results show 38% of respondents picked Netflix as the streaming service with the best original programming. 12% said Amazon Prime, and then it goes Disney Plus, Hulu, and HBO Max, 6-7%.
I think the problem is, I don't have the Disney stuff, but the problem with the other three is that there's good ones in all those.
Yeah.
So you have to have them all to find, you know, like you said. Because Ted Lasso's on Amazon.
Apple.
Or Apple. That's on Apple.
That's Apple.
There's a couple good ones on Hulu. There's obviously a couple good ones on Netflix. So I think they're all, depending on what you like, you have to go get all those.
But, to me, it seems there has to be like a certain number of good shows for me to go, okay, well, now I'm going to I'll give it a try.
I know.
You know, if it's just one or two, well, I'm probably not going to go for it.
Nothing worse than surfing Netflix, too. I don't know about you. I just go nuts. And I know it's not just me because I see social media saying, I spent an hour looking through Netflix last night.
Oh, no, it's a common problem.
And I just don't even like it anymore. It's like I don't want to go over to it sometimes. I'm thinking, if I'm just going to look for something to watch, ugh.
There's too much.
And if you add somebody else in the room and you got to agree.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Not happening.
Forget it.
No, you got to know what you're looking for.
Yes.
Before you go in.
Right.
Do your research.
We've been watching that The Wonderful Mrs. Maisel.
That's good. Todd likes that. Yeah.
I thought there'd be more boobs.
Yeah.
So, like, within the first episode or two, she whips them out and you're like, oh, cool, I wasn't expecting that, and then that was it.
Go to Mr. Skin ahead of time.
Find out right now.
Find out what they rank it. Right.
Yeah.
Is that series done?
I think they're working on more.
No, they're filming it right now.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Only 2 stars, brief nudity for the entire series.
You turn over to your wife and kids and say, I thought there'd be more boobs.
Well, I didn't think there'd be any.
Yeah.
But then once there were some at all, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, not much. Not much for the entire series here so far.
And they're 1950s boobs too, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And comedian boobs.
Oh, they were?
Isn't she a comedian in that show?
Yeah. It's got to be so hard to film stuff like that that's set in like the 50s.
Right. Well, no fake boobs.
Yeah. Alex Borstein is great in that. She plays Mrs. Maisel's manager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
You're an idiot.
More Deadpool names from Bernie Madoff. Take us into the break, Craig.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. Bernie Madoff passed away. 103 players had the 83-year-old in our Deadpool. Some of them include, but are not limited to, Abe Lincoln, for My Mouth.
Oh.
Cows Have Orgasms gets a hit.
Push knows that.
Yeah, as does Cuck, My Sock.
All right.
Daddy Ooh. Bong Legs gets a hit.
I've always liked
that
name.
Does Don't Fear the Reamer.
Yeah. Oh, the Reamer.
And Granny's Fuzzy Landing Strip.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Maybe she's in your age range, you know? Who knows?
Getting a hit with Bernie Sanders.
We all know the Granny's Fuzzy Landing Strip goes away, though. Yeah.
Yep, slowly.
That strip falls right out eventually.
Well, that's how it gets fuzzy.
Yeah. That or gnarly feet getting picked at by a knife. Granny's fuzzy.
I've had enough of the internet at that point.
And she's your granny.
Oh, okay. That's it.
The feet? You're going for the
feet?
Yeah,
I'm going for the feet. Yeah.
Granny's toe fungus?
Whatever.
How about when your granny was young and hot? Some old photos of your grandmother when she's like 20.
When you don't
Who starts a conversation
her?
That way? I just sat down.
I'm still thinking nasty feet are pretty horrible. Yeah, your grandma's 20. You didn't know her then. It's Friday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.